This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey has asked his criminal investigators to look into a residential burglary on Josephine Street in Batesville. The sheriff said someone entered the Don Hastings home earlier this week and stole over $1,400 in personal items. Sheriff Jeffrey said Mr. Hastings was setting up with his wife at the hospital the first two or three days of this week, and when he returned home on Wednesday, he discovered the break-in. Investigators were busy yesterday lifting fingerprints from the scene. Early indications show that backers of Mike Huckabee are splintering their support around other potential Republican candidates eyeing the 2012 presidential field. The former Arkansas governor said last weekend that he will not seek the nation's highest office. Little Rock police are investigating after a Benton woman claimed a Searcy state representative collided with her car and then left the scene. Mark Biviano admits he was in a fender bender but denies he ever left the scene of the accident. He's serving his first term in the state house. Blytheville officials are trying to figure out why the city didn't pay more than $2 million in payroll taxes in 2009 and 10. The mayor says the city is working with a tax attorney to help negotiate a payment. More than 100 defibrillators are being installed inside dozens of buildings on the University of Arkansas Fayetteville campus. The devices help restart someone's heart. Installation began earlier this month and will be finished by the end of the week. The Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council has awarded $165,000 for construction of an amphitheater, which is phase two of the current capital project for Ozarka's campus in Mountain View. The outdoor amphitheater will seat up to 150 and be available for many different cultural and educational events for the college and the community. Ozarka President Dr. Richard Dow said, quote, "Ozarka is already deeply ingrained in Mountain View as the higher education provider for the area. The addition of the amphitheater will enhance this relationship as an important part of the culture and heritage that is so unique to Stone County and the Mountain View area. We're grateful to the many people who shared in making the grant possible and look forward to continuing the growth in the community and our service to students." Unquote. And authorities in Arkansas will be stepping up law enforcement efforts to keep motorists buckled up, especially over the upcoming holiday weekend. The Arkansas State Police's Highway Safety Office says its annual Click It or Ticket campaign is set to run from May 23rd to June 5th. Many families are expected to take the state's roadways on that weekend. State police say the increased law enforcement presence around Memorial Day is a reminder that seatbelts save lives. Across the nation, on an average, about 85% of the folks buckle up. In Arkansas, that percentage runs around 78%. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.